binnenkwart. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. With our hearts bowed in divine presence, remembering you, dear God. Remembering, dear God, how you loved us. And you, for the joy that was set before you, endured the cross, despising the shame. Looking ahead, Father. Seeing that every one of us, Lord, would be able to overcome in the age that we would come in by what you have accomplished for us. As you said, to him that overcometh as I've overcome and sat down in my Father's throne, so you would sit with me in my throne. You showed us how to overcome, Lord. You gave us an example. You showed us what our priorities should be. How you lived. Your meat was to do the will of him that sent you. Not your own will. You never live in self. You is that perfect burnt sacrifice. You laid on your head your own thoughts, your own desires you laid down. That feet was washed in water. Never walk in the counsel of the ungodly, never in the vanity of your mind, never after the course of this world or the things of the flesh. You walked in the light. You was the light. You walk worthy of the vocation those you have called. You walk before us being perfect. Such an example that we who would come behind would be able to look and see how we should walk. You are the firstborn. You are the firstfruits. The man slept. We thank you, Lord. We remember you, Lord. Remember in Gethsemane, the drops of blood. You prayed so earnestly. Such sorrow. Such agony and pain. You separated the water from the blood. You prophesied, isn't it? When they pierce you, it kill you. It wasn't the nails that was holding you on the cross. It was your love. It was your obedience to the Father's will. It was because you loved us and was determined that Satan will have no claim on any of us. You paid the price in full with each one of us under your divine consideration. He says, I have loved you, so you should love one another. You give us our space and our time to live on the earth, to live our lives influenced by the example that you gave to us. You, the captain of our salvation, going ahead of us as a forerunner to make the way that many sons following, coming behind, could come into glory as you came into glorification. Oh, gracious God, we remember you tonight. Remember, you love not your life, even to the death. You loved us more than you love your own life. That you gave your life, you shed your blood for us, that we might become your purchased possession. You bought us out of slavery, buy us out of the pawn shop where the devil had us on the auction block. Oh God, today we belong to you. And you send only the seal of your Holy Spirit and seal your name in our foreheads. That nobody have claim over us. We are yours, Lord. You paid a debt you didn't know. We owed a debt that we couldn't pay. But you came as our kinsman. And you passed out of every debt and every claim that the enemy had on us. That we could be free today. May we live like that for each other. Because this is the victory. To love one another as you loved us. To treat each other the way you treated us. To be patient with each other as you've been patient with us. To prefer each other as you preferred us. To esteem us each other better than ourselves as you did for us, Lord. May you grant it, O God. Truly, Lord, we can see your great wisdom in giving this ordinance that the Christian church have had for 2,000 years. And here we, the children whose hearts have been turned back in this hour. Lord, we come in like manner as our fathers of old. May this love be shed abroad in every heart tonight by the Holy Spirit. Even as I bring these elements before you, Father, I will keep this memorial feast. May you sanctify this bread, unleavened bread, that will represent your body without sin. That body was broken for us. And may you bless this cup and sanctify it, the fruit of the vine, that will represent your blood that was shed for the remission of sins of many. And as we keep this feast, as we partake of these elements, we look forward to that day when the battle is over. We shall wear a crown in that new Jerusalem. When we come to your house, dear God, to that table, we will drink the fruit of the vine anew with you. That day draw near, Father. But while there's a few more days to labor and wait, may we find strength this evening in your presence, in your house, around this table. May you, the great Melchizedek, the one without beginning of days and end of life, that came to our father Abraham and our father Branham. We know your presence is here with us this evening. May you strengthen each one. May these eternal attributes, these considering redemption, Father, may they come to this table with joy, knowing a victory has been achieved. We do not have to live in bondage. We do not have to live in sin. We saw that slain lamb did. The dead could not come into the house when that blood was correctly applied. We saw the devils that tried to take the people back into bondage was destroyed in the Red Sea. We see the brass serpent lifted up, that the serpent poison and sting could not take us to approach your grave. Oh God, that sin was judged, Father. We are free from anything the devil, Lord, caused to put us in. You've been liberated, emancipated. We thank you, dear God. How we pray this evening, Father, that act to destroy death's power and through that open a way to bring us into the new land, into the inheritance, into our place, our position, the promises. May we live and walk in all these realities. May we live in the enjoyment and blessing of it. May, dear God, your Holy Spirit give a portion to each one, increase in every life, And may your Holy Spirit, Father, just so come down into every soul. Oh God, we could be such a spirit-filled church. But you have in the preeminence, operate in every office gift, every spiritual gift, everything to your honor and to your glory and to the fulfilling of your word in this hour. You promise you'll be here. We are preaching about it. We are cultivating the seeds. May you bring it up, Lord, in every way, in every life. We thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, may you bless every family, every individual, everyone that will come to this table tonight. May the Spirit of the living God impart such grace into their heart and lives that make them an overcomer. For it is written, they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives even unto the death. Let us live like that, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Break the blows beside the sea.
Beside us.
Beyond the sacred page. Galilee. then shall all bondage cease. Then shall all bondage, all fetters fall. And I shall find my peace. I shall find my peace, my all. Teach me to live, dear Lord. Oh, teach me to live only for thee. As thy disciples live, thy disciples in Galilee, in God, then all my struggles over, and all my struggles. Dear Lord, teach me to live, dear, only for thee, only as thy disciples live in Galilee. Wonderful.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We shall behold you, O God.
Thank you,
You're the
Lord,
living one amongst us this evening.
Oh,
hallelujah.
God,
oh, you may be seated. Amen.
Blessed Jesus. Thank
amen.
You.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory be to God in the highest.
Oh, blessed Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I was on his mind this evening. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise his wonderful name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, there's no one great amongst us. Yes, no one good amongst us.
Hallelujah.
We are nothing on our own.
We are nothing
on our own. We make mistakes and often slip. We make mistakes and often slip. Just come on, flesh and bone. Just come and flesh and bone. But someday I'll prove just why I say I'll prove just why I say I'm of a special kind. For while he was on the cross,
he whose glory made
you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
How could I not live for Him? When I've heard the voice of His blood speaking better things for me, speaking pardon and liberty.
Ooh, yeah.
Showing me what was done on Calvary. How can I? I've heard the voice of His blood speaking better things for me, speaking pardon and liberty. Showing me what was done on Calvary. It has told me my sins are gone.
Hallelujah.
It has told me that I am His son. It has told me He has prepared a place for me. And I've seen His vesture dipped in blood. Lord, I've come back to renew my vows to Him. That is why I am here again. I've come back to see this lamb that was slain. We've heard the emancipation proclamation. We have seen the risen sun.
Hallelujah.
Out from those slave fields of sin. This holy place, we know it holds for us such great treasure. 'Cause each time we see His blood-stained vesture, the price for our freedom, we precious Lamb who for our sins was slain. Together with Him we will be in eternity. I felt that sting, I had sensed its nest, its cruel pain brought bitter tears. How could I escape when judgment was sure? Who could plead my cause? And when God saw there was no one, He sent to die His only Son. For only through blood His wrath could have been appeased. His justice was satisfied when blood flowed from Calvary. Redemption by blood. Shall deliver me from the body of this death, and who shall set me free, taking me out of this desert? But I thank God through Jesus Christ and His death on Calvary. I felt the chains bind my soul within, serving that slave master sin. By reason of my bondage I sighed, and God heard my cry. Remembering His covenant, His chosen servant this word of truth that breaks the strongholds within and totally delivers me from the power of indwelling sin. Redemption by power.
Above all power. Oh, yes, Lord. Above all power. Above all kings.
Above all kings.
Above all nature.
Above all nature.
And all created things.
And all created things.
Above all wisdom.
Above all wisdom.
And all the ways of man.
Amen.
Oh, you were there before the world began.
You were there before the world began.
Above all kingdoms.
Above all
thrones. Above all wonders,
all
the world has ever known. Above all
wealth
and treasures of the earth. There's no way to measure what you will. But he took the fall,
you took,
and he taught of me. Oh, crucify,
lay behind the stone,
live to die,
rejected.
Taught of me, Lord.
Taught.
above all power, above all throne, above all kings, above all nature,
above all nature,
and all created things, above all wisdom,
above all wisdom,
and all the way. Yeah, before the world began,
you were there before the world began.
Above all kingdoms,
above all kingdoms,
above all thrones,
above all wonders,
all the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasure of this earth. There's no way to measure what you're worth.
There's no way to measure,
or no way. Crucified.
I love the world.
my Jesus Christ, Lord God. O Lamb of God, O Lamb of God, sweet I love thee, Lamb of God. Oh, wash me in your precious blood, my Jesus Christ, the Lamb. Oh, your only Son, no sin to hide, but you have set him. From your side to walk upon,
to walk upon
this guilty son, and to become.
Devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God, he riseth from supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter said unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter said unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered and said, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus said to him, He that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit. And you are clean, but not all of you. For he knew who should betray him. Therefore said he, You are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments and was set down again, he said unto them, Know you what I have done to you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say, Well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, happy are you if you do them. Lord, how thankful we are have these holy scriptures, to look deep into these ordinances that you left back for us, and to get a concept of what you intended to impart to us by way of understanding, and how we should relate with each other and to recognize that we, the members of your body, chosen and predestinated, redeemed by your precious blood and sealed by your Holy Spirit, Lord, that we can continue steadfastly in this, the apostles' doctrine that has been restored to us in these last days. We so appreciate these things, Father, to see what you, the head of the body, desired and intended that your body would be, and how the body in union with the head and subject to the head can have the preeminence through the members of that body. And so, dear God, you can make us co-workers with you to finish this great plan of redemption, carrying these divinely revealed mystery truths in our heart. And Lord, working with these things, Father, letting these things govern and influence our lives, our relationship with each other, and we can be a people knitted together by love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. A people, oh God, who can be in one mind and one accord in this hour and see all of your fullness be poured out to fill this, that you might be the all in all. That you can show forth, Father, every redemptive blessing, every gift, every virtue, every office, all that you put in your church, dear God. That you might make yourself known, and that you might fulfill this great commission by and through the members of this body. We thank you, Father. When we look at the apostles and see the love with which they love each other, when we see how they move when the Spirit came down and filled them, when we see, dear God, how they cared for one another, when we see you can open this mystery of the head and the body and the members of this body, Lord, we so want this revelation to be so clear to us, and that, dear God, your love and your faith and your wisdom and all your blessings, Father, could flow out through us and such a great witness. And when the power of this church arise, we'll call all them that are yet to be called. And Lord, we can look beyond local assemblies and these things and see the body of Christ, where each one is set in that body by the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Everyone, a corn of wheat, germ of life. Everyone, Lord, a predestinated son and daughter, an elected seed, the children of the kingdom. Oh God, as we realize there's a few more days to labor and wait, and may we continue steadfastly, Lord, abounding in the work of the Lord and doing all that we can do, that as we partake of the word and the Spirit, and as we become so energized and quickened, that we can go forth in service as these symbols of the bread and the wine and the feet washing illustrates to us, that Lord God, these things can be manifested in reality form, in substance, in and through our lives, in this final ride. Grant it, O God. Move aside everything, O God, that will hinder us from humbling ourselves and getting low and taking that part of the body, as it were, that might be defiled. Wash it clean and come back into sweet fellowship. Understand what the assembly is, the pillar and ground of truth. And Lord God, our gathering together, where you come in our midst, we carry ourselves with such a spirit of holiness, separated, O God, unto you. And when you come, you can do the exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. We can see your great, glorious church without spot or wrinkle coming into full manifestation this hour. Granted, dear God, we pray. Bless each one in the feet washing now. May that spirit of humility and service and love for each other desire to serve each other by example, if we carry up this ordinance, these principles, Lord, we'd be so engraved in our hearts. Our fellowship be true. We'd be an unleavened people, oh God. Purge up the old leaven. We might become a new lump. Granted, we ask. May you bless each and every one that participate. Then when we leave this place, may the Holy Spirit go with each one back to their homes, taking them in peace and safety, watching over each one. Oh God, may your great blessing rest upon each one, Father. We shall thank you for your nearness tonight, and the way that your Spirit moved, and God, that will continue to move as we yield ourselves and make ourselves more available to you. We commit each and every one of your mighty hands with thanksgiving. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and we ask it. Amen. Why don't you turn around and greet each other? Bible says, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying, on this wise you shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. The Lord bless thee this evening. May, as you minister to each other in feet washing and then on your way home, God bless you, take you safely, bring you back in the appointed time. In the name of Jesus Christ, God bless you, amen.
To be in the house of the Lord this evening. Amen. Praise his wonderful name. Let's one of the young sisters guests get ready to sing for us in a veil. Amen. And on behalf of the deacon board, I'd just like to announce that in this part of the service, we kindly ask that you would stay in your seat and the usher would come to you to usher you at the right time so we can have some order on the outside by God's grace. Amen. So just kindly stay in your seat. You worship the Lord. Give God thanks for all he's done for you today. Amen. Continue to praise him, worship him. Amen. And even when we are out there, we'd like to, you know, be in the spirit and continue worshiping while you minister one to the other. And if you don't have to leave, we'd really appreciate if you would come back inside and continue worshiping with us by God's grace. Amen. Is that all right? Amen. Praise his wonderful name.
On the cross, where you died.
to set me free. I'm giving you my all, that your will be done in me. Lord, let me live my life in the inner veil. Full submission, Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, what a place to be. Amen. And that's your kind of glory, amen. Blessed be his wonderful name. Well, let's sing this song together, God's elective love, as the young brothers would get ready to come and sing for us. I was born to declare your life, amen. Praise his wonderful name. Hallelujah. We're glad you're elected tonight, one of God's children, amen. Before the foundation of the world, praise his mighty name. Oh, just give him thanks and praise in this song and worship unto him. Hallelujah.
Deep calleth unto thee. In the night time I scarcely sleep. Quiet thou disquiet within me, my soul. I found hope in the Lord of glory. He has revealed my life's mystery. Show me that I was in his thoughts from time of old. Oh, it's the rising of the sun. It's the rising of the sun. Where the children of God on the earth are born. The evening light from above. It's nothing less, oh, nothing less than God's elective love. The rising of the sun. Samson's locks are now a little longer. Samson's locks are now a little longer. Faith muscles becoming stronger. Oh, between the pillars, the Lord will strike his masterpiece. Now the headstone is drawing nearer. Now the headstone is drawing nearer. Dynamics the working greater men. All pulsations, stations of faith will soon create. Let there be. It's the rising of the sun. Where the children of God on the earth are born. This evening light. God's elective love, oh, and God's elective love, God's elective love, God's elective love, God's elective love, God's elective love. See you.
I came for this purpose. I was born that I will manifest the life of the living God. It's not my will, but thine, O Lord, so I lay it all on the altar, that my life will be a sacrifice offered unto thee. I was born to declare your life and the reason of your death. Here I am to pay the price, fully surrendering unto your will. I only want, dear Lord, to declare your victory. I only want, dear Lord, to be surrendered unto thee. In this age I see through the opening of the word that I must overcome all life challenges. The pride of life, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and stand to manifest the life of Jesus Christ. I was born to declare your life and the reason of your death. Here I am to pay the price, fully surrendering unto your will. I only want, dear Lord, to declare your victory. I only want, dear Lord, to be surrendered unto thee. Lord, you said unto your prophet, be more sincere, and he spoke and did create with the words, let there be. All of these great things that you did in his life, I will see in its fullness as your life unfolds in me. I was born to declare your life and the reason of your death. Here I am to pay the price, fully surrendering unto your will. I only want, dear Lord, to declare your victory. I only want, dear Lord, surrendered unto thee. I was born to declare your life and the reason of your death. Here I am to pay the price, fully surrendering unto your will. I only want, dear Lord, to declare your victory. I only want, dear Lord, to be surrendered unto thee. I only want, dear Lord, to declare your victory. Surrendered unto thee.
God bless.
Yes, we will live right.
now.
Put on me.
Announcement. All the Symmetries, we would like to have a short meeting with you all in Sarah after service. Amen. Praise his wonderful name. Let's sing this little chorus. The move is on, my Lord, the move is on. I hear the rustle from the mulberry tree, and I know the move is on. Amen.
I know.
Well, let's see, saints, I would like to sing His Strength is Perfect. You know, so many times you see yourself just failing in your trials, but you realize that God designs it that way so that you could realize that you're really insufficient and that you have to rely on Him at the end of the day. So may this song be a blessing to you. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. But there were times I've wondered what He can do through me. I have no great success to show. I've got no glory of my own. Yet in my weakness, He is there to let me know that His strength is perfect when my strength is gone, and He will carry me when I can't carry on. Raising His power this week can become strong. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. We can only know the power that He holds. His strength, it must begin when ours comes to an end. He will hear our desperate cry and prove again that His strength is perfect when all strength is gone, and He will
perfect. Amen. Oh, justify, I was sitting alone and wondering about what I'm supposed to do. Said it would be. All over the world, there's a mighty revelation. The coming of the Lord. As the waters cover the sea, ooh, and all Church be the church. Let the people rejoice. Settle the question. You made a choice. Let the anthem ring out. Songs of victory swell. For the church triumph is alive and well. Let the people